time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're at Brookside Fieldhouse, about seven-ish minutes away from the tip. And welcome as the Lady Indians are going to take on the Versailles Tigers. Welcome to the Wayne Street Market pregame show. And Chase, this is, we'll talk about what JV for a few. I mean, they just, that last second shot by Brandon Holman, good luck. She made it. And they, I mean, the Tigers really didn't get another shot after that board, so.
Yeah, Indians didn't play their greatest game, but they hung in there and really played hard at the end, and they came away with the victory. I just heard from Jeff Vaughn, just told me that Versailles JV, that's only the second time they lost in 2 years. It's a great win by the Indians.
So we're going to take a break here. We got a talk with the coach also, so we'll be back here at the fort right after this.
With our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show talking to Coach Brian Patch. Indians have a tall order tonight, playing the state-ranked Versailles Tigers and leading the league. We're playing very well, and what are we going to have to do tonight to come out with a positive outcome tonight?
Well, defensively, they are very balanced. They have four really good guards that can shoot the ball. Three of them are named Matthew Downing. One of them is a Kunk. And so we got to make sure we make things tough on them from the outside. And then they also have four six-footers they throw inside and rotate and keep fresh. And so we got to make sure that we also try to protect the paint and then give them no second-chance opportunities as far as the rebounds go. And then probably more importantly for them on offense is transition. So we got to make sure we get back and don't give them any easy buckets, and make sure that if we do turn it over, that all their our turnovers are dead ball turnovers, and basically might try to make them play offense against our defense. And then on for us on the offensive end, they vary up what they do. They press some zone press and also man press, and then they play a 3-2 zone, which they can be very long as they put a couple of six-footers out front. And then they do man. So we just got to make sure we take care of the basketball, play our game, not turn it over, take good shots, and just come out ready to play. You know, it's going to be a great atmosphere. Division 3, they're ranked number 2. Division 4, we're ranked number 10. Right now, we're both undefeated in the conference. So we know it's a big game. But we just got to make sure we come out and stay within ourselves and just, like I said, play our game and be ready to go.
Thanks, Coach. We've been with Coach Brian Patch here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
And we're back here for the Site Fieldhouse Wayne Street Market pregame show. Chase going over the starters real quick for the Indians. Number three, Kyle Wendell. Number 10, Grace Tin. Number 12, Carly Stone. Number 21, Olivia Patch. And number 22, Val Mullenkamp. And for the Lady Tigers, number 10, Cammy McElDowney. Number 14, Caitlin McElDowney. Number 23, Ellen Peters. Number 24, Elizabeth Ording. And 32, Danielle Winter. And Coach Patch talking about the defensive side, Chase. And I remember last year, Cammy McElDowney just killed us from the outside. And I think that's going to be one of the stops that Coach Patch and the Lady Indians got to get to come out with a win tonight.
Yeah, the offense for Versailles runs through Cammy, and she's been a heck of a player for the past 4 years. And like Coach Patch said, we got to slow them down. They like to push it up the court, and they'll throw a lot of different defenses at you, and we'll see how the Indians handle it here tonight.
Yep, so we're going to take a break here from the national anthem, and we'll be back for the start here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back to your Portside Fieldhouse. First core sponsor, Fowler Mechanical. Reese Energy Products, Heating, Cooling, Electric, Industrial Park and Cold Water, 419-678-4858. Train Comfort Specialist, Generac Power Pro Dealer, ReeseEnergyProducts.com. Remember, coming up Friday, the boys are at Versailles. Sport Recovery Radio will have that one. And then Saturday, the boys will host our cam. WPGW will have that one. We'll simulcast with Radio Rob Weaver. First quarter, or the quarter sponsor for tonight, first quarter for all mechanical. Second quarter for Camp Excavating. Third quarter for Recovery Insurance. Fourth quarter, K&L Tractors. And starting for the Indians. Number 3, Kai Wendell. Number 10, Grace Tin. Number 12, Carly Stone. Number 21, Olivia Patch. And number 22, Val Mollenkamp. They're getting introduced here. Chase, anything you had to say?
No, I mean, you just got to get off to a good start and set the pace for this game. And
that just made me think of it. Indians got to get off to a quick start. They've been slow so far this year, and that's got them behind in a lot of the games, and they had to fight their way back. And I feel like if they get a good start here, I mean, we could keep the lead for a while. So
I don't know. I think this team is maybe a better ball handling team than South Adams was, and maybe even New Bremen. But our guards gave their ball handlers a lot of trouble in those last two games. So if we can do that, I think that's going to give us a pretty good chance also.
Yeah, Indians got to, with that, they got to stay out of foul trouble.
Yes.
In South Adams, we had a bunch of fouls early. I mean, we foul a lot as a team, and that's part of our game is how we're aggressive and we get steals and cause turnovers. Yep. And we got to understand Versailles, this is going to be some of the best ball handlers we see all year. And yeah, we got to be smart and get steals when we can. We got to stay in front. So
I think South Adams, we started off the game playing defense with our hands,
yep,
and swatting. In the second half, we played defense with our feet and moving, and didn't have near as much foul problems. So if they can do that and stay out of foul trouble, all depends on how the game gets called. But Reese Energy tip-off coming.
Tip goes to Versailles. McAdowney gives it to Winner. Winner on the left wing will now drive on Olivia Patch. Winner picks it up at the left block out to Ording. Ording kicks it out to Peters. Peters will drive in, shoot from 10 feet off the backboard. No good. Rebounded Grace.
Grace will bring it up for the Lady Indians. Start of the first quarter here. Fowler Mechanical, first quarter sponsor. Grace will hand it off to Carly Stone. Carly Stone, top of the key, will drive baseline, put up a shot. No good. Rebound by
McAdowney. She takes it the other way, guarded by Kaya Wendell. Caitlin McAdowney at the top of the key. We'll hear a couple McAdowneys here for Versailles. Now over to Cammy McAdowney. She'll give it to Peters. Now on a flare screen to Cammy. Cammy will step back, shoot a three from the right wing, and money. Versailles off to an early 3-0 lead.
Carly Stone has the ball. Throws up court to Kaya Wendell. Kaya will give it back to Carly. Carly to the left side. Grace King. Grace will fire up a three. Up, no good. Rebounded by Kaya. Nope, on the floor. And the Tigers come
Indians
up with
quit
it
on the play. Peters pushes it up to Cammy. McAdowney. McAdowney will drive. Try to dish into Ording, and the ball goes out of bounds, so it'll go over to the Indians.
So Val Mollenkamp will inbound it here. 6:41 left. Indians down 3. Grace 10 back to Val Mollenkamp. Val will bring it up. Back it back. Give it over to Grace 10 and to Carly Stone.
Kick
top
it out.
Of key. Dish it. Nope. And will be a foul call. And I think, nope, it will be a shooting foul.
Wow.
I'm not sure about that one, but we'll take it. Carla will go line shooting two.
I thought she was trying to pass it, but she did kind of go toward the basket, so I'm glad they called it that way, but I don't think it's correct. But that's
Carly Stone's first one up, no good, short. Carly will get one more. And she fires up there. No good, rebound by the Tigers. By Ording over to Caitlin McAdowney. She pushes up the court, gives it to Peters. Peters on the left wing will now back it out. He backs it out on the top of the key. She must not be a very good shooter because we are playing way off of her. She'll drive middle, now spin, puts it up, and good.
That's one of those that the Indians,
if we're going to back off her that far, we got to shut down that 5-foot shot she just made. I mean, yeah. Carly Stone will give it over to Val Mollenkamp. Val will take it across half court, give it up to Olivia Patch. Patch will find good Grace on a cut. Puts up a shot.
And one.
Fouled. No.
Rebound winner.
Over to Peters. Peters will push it up. Now she'll slow it down. Ball goes over to Cammie McAdowney. Tipped away. Recovered by Peters. Peters at the top of the key. She dribbles around the arc. Now hands off to Cammie McAdowney. McAdowney gives it over to Caitlin McAdowney. She'll get a ball screen. Drives left. Now picks up a dribble. Stolen away by the Indians. Nice job by Kyle Wendell getting her hands on it. Val Mollenkamp comes up with it.
Val will give it over to Grace Tin.
Indians need a bucket. Yep. Still scoreless.
Down five. 5:18 left here in the fall. Mechanical first quarter. Carlo will make a move and will be a blocking foul on the
Tigers.
I don't
know why they're complaining about that.
Foul will be on number 10. Kenny Knackle down here first.
We talked about the Indians getting a quick start and not off to a good one here.
Carlo still inbound again to Val. Val will fire up 8-footer up, no good. And it'll be a push and it will stay with the Indians.
I was going to say, it couldn't be on us. I didn't see any of us doing it.
Now it'll be on number 12. It'll be on Carly.
Oh, what the?
Oh, man.
I don't think she did anything.
Yes, it might have been away from the ball, but I didn't see anybody doing it.
Yeah. Peters inbound. She gets it into Ording. Ording back to Peters. Peters will take it up. It looks like no one's even guarding Peters because Grayson's sagging so far into the paint. Off to Winner. Winner will drive left, guarded by Olivia Patch. Winner picks it up the block. Now off to Cammie McAdowney. She drives, kicks to, finds a wide open Peters under the basket, up and good. Not sure how she got so wide open there.
Yep, Indians down seven here in the fall of mechanical first quarter. Carly Stone has it. Goes to the defenders, gives it to Kyle. Kyle will drive middle, dip up 8-footer up and
there you go.
2-point basket. Kaya Wendell.
Good job by Carly. Handling it well against that pressure. Finds Kaya and Versailles takes it the other way. Cammie McAdowney brings it up the court. Guarded by Carly. Carly be smart. Cammie drives baseline. And
kick ball. Kick out bounds, I guess.
Little kick, so it'll stay with Versailles. They'll take it out underneath.
Bradley Evers at the door. The first time I've seen him at an Indians event.
Cammie gets it in to Winner. Winner at the high post. She walked twice, and they didn't call it. Puts it up, no good.
She had the ball in the paint for 5 seconds.
Yeah, Carly the other way.
Carly will make a move, get into the middle, dish out to Val. Val will hand it up, keep it, and she's stuck. Gives into Patch, stolen away by Winner.
Winner takes it the other way, now picks up her dribble. Gets it. Grace 10 intercepts the pass, and she'll take it the other way.
She'll slow it down, back it out. Indians down five. Grace 10 gives it to Val to left corner, Kaya Wendell. 7-2 our score. And here in the following mechanical first quarter, Kaya will dish off to Val.
Get back in out there, to Grace.
Grace 10 up for a three. Up
yes,
and
sir.
Good. 3-point basket, Grace 10.
That was a great job by Kaya Wendell driving in, handling the ball well, and that allowed Grace to get open. Now,
wow.
Caitlin McAdowney on the other end drives for a left-hand layup, and she takes it right from Grace 10, puts up a shot, no good. Carly Stone gets the rebound.
Carly will bring push up quick.
Look at Grace.
Kyle will make a move up, no good, rebounded by Peters.
Peters pushes up to Caitlin McAdowney, and she puts it ahead to Ording, and she'll put up the right-hand layup, and good.
Makes our score 11-5, Carly.
has the ball. We'll take it across half court. Splint some defenders. Gives off to Olivia Patch.
Score.
Makes a move up. No good. Gosh, rebounded by that. The Tigers. Cammy.
And we've missed two layups.
Cammy will give it up to Caitlin. Caitlin up for three, up no good.
Off the back twice, rebounded off of Versailles.
Yep. It'll be Corey Kirby ball.
Boy, if we make those two inside shots, it's a whole different game.
Yeah, yes. It is.
Because in between there, they got the rebound, came down for their quick basket, so that wouldn't have happened if we could have made ours.
Here one will check in for Carly Stone. Camp will inbound it into Kier Wendell. Kier will give it back over to Val. Val cross half court. We'll find Kaya in the right corner. Kaya will make a move and she will travel. I was a little confused. Yeah,
she did. She was going to pass it and then it wasn't there, so she ended up falling down. So ball goes to Versailles. Haley McAdowney checks in for Versailles. She gets it in to Cammy McAdowney. Cammy gives it over to Haley McAdowney. She's guarded by Grace Tanner at the top of the key. She crosses over, goes down the left side of the lane. Now we'll back it out. Now drives middle. What is she doing? Out of control, just throws it up.
Yep.
The ball goes to the Indians.
Val Mollenkamp will throw it away to Winner. Winners will give it over to Haley McAdowney.
She has it at the top and will hold it. Guarded by Grace Tanner. Hey, Haley McAdowney crosses over, pulls up from 15, blocked by Grace Tin. Haley McAdowney looks like a great athlete, but she's just in there. It looks like she's shooting anytime she gets it.
Grace will hand it off to Val Mollenkamp. Van Val,
you gotta sit down, Val.
Kier Wendell. Yep.
And
I think they're
being careless with the ball.
Yep. Carly Stone going to check back in for Val Mollenkamp.
Minute 43 on the Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. Indians down 6.
So, Cammy McAdowney to trigger it in. She gets it in to Lindsay Winner. She got a bunch of the same last name. She gets it stolen, but...
That's over and back! That's over and back, yep. She kicked it.
They should have called it when she kicked it with her foot because she was across the line when she kicked it, but as soon as they touched it, they called it on her.
Ball will go over to the Lady Indians.
Grayston will inbound it to Carly Stone.
Minute and a half left in the first quarter.
Carly will make a move into middle. Dish off to Olivia Patch. Up and good. 2-point basket. Olivia Patch.
11-7. Indians trail by 4. Here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Kim McAdowney dribbles it up against Kira Wendell. McAdowney drives. Kicks to Winner. Now inside to Lindsay Winner. She puts up a right-hand hook. No good. Rebounding Grace. Great defense by Grace Tim there.
Grace Tim will give it up to Carly Stone. Carla.
Get a good one. Minute to go.
Pull up about 15-footer up. No good. Rebound by Haley McAdowney.
I don't like that shot.
Nope.
Haley McAdowney brings it the other way. Drives down the middle of the lane. Now passes off to Lindsay Winner. Blocked by Carly Stone. What a play. Indians take it the other way. Get a good shot. 45 seconds.
Grace Ting over to Carly Stone. Carly will hand it off to Kier Wendell. Wendell out to Kaya. Kaya will make a move middle. Dish out to Kier. Kier will fire up a three. Up and
good.
Rebound by Winner.
Good shot, though. Haley McAdowney takes it the other way. 25 seconds left in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Carly Stone, Gardner. Haley will pull up from 15 feet and good. Carly Stone gambles for the steal and lets up a wide open 15-footer. 10 seconds.
Carly Stone has it. 8 seconds up. She will dish over to Kira. Kira will make a move. Baseline dish it back out to Carly. 2 seconds left. Carly got to put up a desperation shot up. No good. And that went our quarter. Indians down 6 here on the 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here for the site fieldhouse. Fort Camp Excavating, second quarter sponsor. 13-7, Indians down 6. Indians will get the ball. First, nope. It's our ball.
Yeah, it is. They're counting already there.
Gives in to Kira Wendell.
Kira Wendell. I hate when refs do that. Yeah. Just set the ball down and start counting.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Ball goes over to Kira.
Kira has it. Loses it, gets it back. And she will turn it over to Cammie McElowney.
She takes it the other way. Carly, don't foul.
Yep, and that'll be a foul on Carly Stone. Her second. He's second.
These fans are nuts. It's not a smart foul by Carly. Nope. Picks up her second one early here in the second quarter.
Brett Collig checking in for Carly Stone.
Peters triggered in from the side. Gets it into Lindsay Winter. She has it in the corner. Now gets it out to Peters. Peters at the foul line. Hands off to Cammie McElowney. She'll spin middle. Now back out to Peters. Peters will back it out. Call out a play. Ball goes over to Kunk. Kunk drives and throws away, but Versailles recovers. Back out to Kunk. Over to Hording. Back to Peters. Peters at the top of the key. Guarded by Brooke Collig. Drives past Collig. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded Grace Tim.
I'm not really liking how much we're sagging off her. Kaiwan will get up into the corner, right corner. Get it to Val Mullenkamp. Val will fire up a long two up. No good. Rebounded by Brett Collins.
Great hustle by Brooke.
Brooke will give it to Grace 10. Grace will fire across
court
to Kara.
Shoot it! Oh, my goodness.
Man, she is wide open. She just wasn't comfortable with that.
Dribbled in, shot the 15-footer. No good. Ball's loose on the floor. We'll have a foul on Val Mullenkamp.
Kara had nobody within 5, 6, maybe even 10 feet of her.
I don't know. She shot one earlier, and it went in and out.
Yep, she's a good shooter.
Yeah, I don't know why she wouldn't shoot that one.
Yep.
Ball goes over to Versailles. Peters triggers it into Cammie McElowney. She will walk it up against Kyle Wendell. 13-7, your score. Versailles leads. Over to Ording. Ording on the left wing. Up top to Kunk. Kunk has it at the top of the key. Swings it to Peters. Peters enters it in to Lindsay Winter. She turns the right shoulder up, and we have a foul on Grace Tim. That'll be her first. Team's fourth of the half. That'll send Lindsay Winter to the line, shooting two shots.
Team 7 our score here in the fourth game, excavating second quarter.
Winter puts up her first one and makes it 14-7. Winter will get one more. And her second one's up and in and out. No good. Tipped away. Come up with by Peters of Versailles. Kicks it out to Kunk. Over to Cammie McElowney at the top. Steps back for three. Off the back. No good. Rebounded Kai Wendell.
Kyle loses now it. Brooke comes up with it.
Great job by Brooke.
Brooke will give it up to Val Mullenkamp to the right side. Kira Wendell and it goes out of her hands. Out of bounds. So it'll go back to the Tigers.
Just sloppy from Fort Recovery. We have seven points. Just struggling to score. And we'll have a timeout. And we'll be back after this.
Serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, this is Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market.
Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here, Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians girls down 7 here to the Versailles Tigers. We're in the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter.
Cammy McAdowney triggers in to Kunk. Back to Cammy. McAdowney will walk it up the court. Gets it over to Peters on the left wing. Now swings it to Ording. Ording from the left corner. Back out to Kunk. Tipped away, but Kunk recovers. Now passes over to Peters. Peters at the top. Tries to get it in. Knocked away. Back to Peters. Peters will dribble out. Cammy McAdowney has it. She'll dribble baseline. Now backs it out. Now she'll look inside. Gets it to Ording inside. Tipped away by Val. It'll stay with Versailles. But you can just tell Versailles is so much better when the ball is in Cammy McAdowney's hands. And it's been Peters dribbling up top, and she hasn't been looking too smooth. So Indians doing a pretty decent job of denying McAdowney.
Olivia Patch checked in for Brooke Cog.
McAdowney inbounds to Kunk. Kunk from three, in the corner, and that's good. That makes her score 17-7. Indians looking for some offense.
Carly Duval back to Carly Stone. Carly down. Indians down 10. Gizzo to Kyle Wendell. Kyle make a move, middle, dish it off to Carly, lost it, and
be off of Versailles.
Yep. We'll go back to the Indians. Caitlin McAdowney, check in for Cammy. So Val Mullen can't blame about it here in the Fort Camp exiting second quarter. Indians down 10. Carly Stone make a move, middle. Dish it back out to Val Mullen Camp. Mullen Camp will dribble around, give it into Carly Stone. Carly will make a move based on the right side, put up a shot up, no good, rebounded by the Tigers.
Ball goes to Kunk. Kunk pushes up the floor for the Lady Tigers. Now over to Peters at the top of the key. She'll back it out. Now hands off to Caitlin McAdowney. She has it at the top, guarded by Kyle Wendell, and we'll have a foul on Kaya. It's her first, team's fifth of the half. 4:46 left to go in the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter.
Kier Wendell checking back in for Kyle Wendell. Nope, for Carly Stone.
Don't want Carly to pick up a cheap third. Ball goes into winner. Now over to Caitlin McAdowney. She dribbles down the right side of the lane, backs it out. Now gives it over to Peters. Peters has it up top. Hands off to Kunk. Kunk around the arc. Hands off. Tries to hand it off to Caitlin McAdowney. She does. Now over to Peters for three. And that's why we're not Gardner. That wasn't even close. Ball
goes out
of bounds.
She shot a 25-footer from 22 feet. That was way off.
Ball will stay with Versailles. Kunk the trigger in under her own basket. She looks around. We'll throw it away.
Come on,
Kyle Wendell the other day. Come on.
Slow down.
That's a foul. Ball on the ground. Tipped away. We'll have a jump ball. Missed opportunity there. I thought Kyle Wendell got fouled. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Versailles.
Few subs for the
Indians
Tigers.
Just seem out of sync on offense. They're either taking a rushing a shot or forcing a shot or passing up a shot. I'm not sure. Some people are too aggressive at times, and someone were too timid at times. We'll get smoothed out.
Indians trail by 10. Cameron McAdowney drives down the left side of the lane, up and good, right around the Indians defense.
Grayson will give it up to Kira Wendell. Kira will get stuck in the corner, give out to Grace 10. Grace comes back with it to Kira to the left corner. Kaya. Kyle Popa.
Kaya with a nice pull up.
2-point basket. Kaya Wendell.
Kaya is the only one that looks smooth offensively. Versailles pushed. That's a travel. Winner gets it on the fast break, puts it up. Thought she traveled, but puts it up and good.
I know her non-pivot foot moved four times. I think that pivot foot dragged.
Up to Olivia Patch. 21-9 our score here in the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter. Kyle Wendell has on the right side, gives up to top of the key to Kira Wendell. Here will be a screen by Val.
That's a foul. Thank you.
By Cammie McEldowney, her second, team's
third.
Yep. Team third. So Brooke Coghlan check back in for Val Mollenkamp.
Played 4.5 minutes here in the Fort Camp excavating second quarter. We've only scored 2 points. Scored eight.
And Indians get the ball into Brooke.
Brooke will hand it off to Kira Wendell. Kira make a move, dish back out to Val Mollenkamp. Val make a move middle.
Val's not in the game.
Or Grace 10. 2-point basket, Grace 10.
Cammie McEldowney pushes it the other way. Nobody stops the ball. She gets it out to Winner. Inside the other Winner, she puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Brooke College.
Brooke will give it over to Grace 10. Grace 10 will...
She's back. Shoot the ball, Grace. She's not even guarding you out there.
Yep. Getting hands off to Kyle. Kyle will fire up a shot. No good. Rebound by Winner.
It's been amazing how Kyle is shooting it with so much more confidence than Grace is lately. And ball goes over the corner. Versailles 3, no good, but nobody has Winner on the backside rebound. She puts up an easy 2. 23-11, your score. Indians trail by 12, and we'll be back after this.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4850.
Back here, Fortside Fieldhouse. Coming up Friday, the boys are at Versailles. Fort Cover Radio will have that one. And then Saturday, the boys host Arcanum. WPGW will broadcast that one. We'll simulcast with Radio Rob Weaver. Grace 10 going inbound it here in the second quarter. Fort Camp X-Fing is our sponsor. Grace 10 gives in to Kier Wendell. Kier back over to Grace. 2:30 left here. Indians down 12. Cog has it, gives up to Grace 10. Grace will...
That's not a great smart pass.
Stolen by Winner. Winner pushes it up to Caitlin McEldowney. She finds Winner inside. She'll drive left and get fouled. That'll send Danielle Winner to the line, shooting 2 shots. Fouls on Brooke Collig. Her first, team 6th of the half.
Canadians are just coming out slow and being sloppy with the ball. I mean,
yeah, they've just had a couple dumb passes. I mean, in the first quarter especially, and then first one's up, no good.
Keeps their score 23-11 here in the Fort Camp excavating second quarter.
Daniel Winter will get one more. She puts up the second one, and that one's no good. Rebounded by Versailles. Offensive rebound. Now stolen away by Kira Wendell.
Kira bounces off her leg, goes back to the Tigers.
Wow. And Conk gets a wide open layup on the left side. So Indians come up with this. First of all, he didn't get the rebound off the free throw. Yeah. And then Kira Wendell throw it away after a steal. So Indians down 14.
Kyle will get out to Brooke. Brooke will make a move. That's baseline up. No good. Rebounded by Brooke. And it will stay with the Indians. So, score 25-11 here in the 14 by Spain second quarter. Minute 40 left. Brooke Coghlan bound it into Kaya Wendell. Kaya guarded by Caitlin McEldowney. Kaya will give it up to Olivia Patch to top of the key. Brooke Collie to left side. Grace 10. Grace 10 will make a move. And dish it back out. That was a wild pass, I would have to say. Kier Wendell has gives it to Kaya. Kyle back to Kier. Kier will fire up 18-footer. Up no good. Rebounded by Kier.
Gets her own rebound. Kier's playing hard.
Grace 10 comes back with it. Grace will give it over to Kaya Wendell. Kaya to left side, Brooke Collar to left corner, Grace 10. Grace,
come on, Grace.
Up a 3 up, no good. Rebounded by Caitlin McEldowney.
She pushes it up the middle of the floor, now finds Haley McEldowney and gives it up to Winner. Indians not getting back at all.
Yep.
And great
passing by Versailles. They get a wide open layup. Indians trail by 16. Now stolen away again by Versailles. They throw it away to Grace 10. Grace will
fire it up to Brooke Cog. Brooke giving out to Kira. Back to Grace. Grace
keep shooting.
Three up. No good. Rebounded by Kaya.
Kaya gets a long rebound.
Will go baseline. Dish out to Olivia. Olivia will fire up her 8-footer up. No my good. Goodness. Rebound by Winter.
We're getting and shots we want.
We can't make we anything.
Grace had two of them that were exactly the shots she wants. Neither one of them would go.
Kunk has the ball for Sales with 15 seconds left. Off to 33 Custom Border. Now over to Kunk. Kunk up to Haley McAdowney. Over to Custom Border. Custom Border at the left wing. Now skips it over to Kunk. Ball inside to Winter. Winter puts up a shot. No good. Ball. Time will expire. So Indians trail 27-11 here at halftime. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with some stats and a first half recap.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse halftime, Cooper Farms halftime show, and going over a few scoring stats. Ty Wendell has 4, Grace 10 has 5, and Olivia Petch has 2. That gives us 11. And then for the Tigers, Cammie McAdowney has 5. Caitlin McAdowney has a basket. Haley McAdowney has 2. Conk has 5. Peters has 4. Boarding has 2. Lindsay Winter has 1. And Daniel Winter has 6. And Chase, I mean, just first half, I'd have to say, is just sloppy. I mean, just like at South Adams, I don't know if we could play a lot worse than we just did.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a lot like the first half of South Adams, just, I mean, just playing some of our worst basketball of the year. Couldn't play much worse, so Indians find themselves in a hole down 16. It'll be tough to bring back, but
I thought some of our shot selection was rushed. Some of it was good. Defense, what did you think? I thought, for the most part, when we got set, we were doing okay, but they got a lot of easy things on transition and
It's more not us getting back, and they got a few easy, quick layups that the Indians are just not hustling back on defense. And I don't know if they're just that much quicker than us or we're just not going, but
yeah, we got to get back, and there's no excuse for that. And when we don't, I mean, they're such a good passing team.
Oh,
they know how to pass on transition, and they get easy layups. Just not a good half from Fort Recovery, and especially offensively, even though we have given up shots easy on the other end, but offensively, I mean, we're getting decent shots.
Yeah, we're not. I mean,
nothing
other than Grayson's had a few threes that they didn't fall, and then
Olivia had a wide open. Kira had a couple wide open shots.
Yeah, and we're not taking our shots, and then we're being careless with the ball with a few turnovers by Val. And I mean, Grayson fired her cross court not looking, and I'm like, I don't know what she's doing, but luckily we came back with it. But I mean,
Val was big because she's been really stepping up lately and giving us a spark.
Yeah,
and she didn't play very well in the first half, and she had a couple early turnovers where she's got to be smarter than that. And she's a better player than that. She'll come back in the second half, and it's going to have to be a big part of what we do here in the second half.
Yep, so we're going to take a quick break here on the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. We'll be back right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4850.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here, Fortside Fieldhouse, Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Going over a quick few JV stats. JV pulled away 32-31 win. Brenna Homan had 10. Fort Camp had 5. Macy Day had 3. Allie Vaughn had 8. Pier Wendell had 2. Hope Wendell had 3. And Brooke Pollock had 1. So that's your JV game tonight. Indians squeak out a win, Chase.
Great win by the Indians. And they probably got outplayed until the end, and they stayed calm and they pulled away at the end. It was a great win.
Brenna Homan with a made shot with about what, 5-6 seconds left?
About six seconds left.
And that will send the Indians to a win.
We were hoping the varsity could repeat that, but they struggled here in the first half. 27-11, your score.
Here in the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Coming up tomorrow, the boys are at Versailles. Fort Recovery Radio will have that one for you. And then Saturday, the boys will host our Arcana, and we'll simulcast with WPGW. And our third quarter sponsor, Fort Recovery Insurance. Miracle Lanes, Drain Lake, can't decide what to make for supper? Or just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everyone can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving. That's not what we want to say.
Nope. that says for Christmas, but for your birthday parties and all that kind of stuff, there's all kinds of things going on in spring.
So whether it's getting your supper ready or planning ahead for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
I think if the Indians kind of pick it up a little bit like they did against South Adams, they can get going, but we've missed some shots that we usually make. We've let Versailles get a few shots that we shouldn't have, but they are obviously a really, really good team. They're tall and they're talented. And quick. And that's really tough to beat. We have to play probably the best half we've played this year to have a chance to win this.
Yeah, just like South Adams, we turned it around in the second half, and hopefully we can repeat that tonight. And it starts with the defense, just slowing them down, holding them in half-court offense and pressuring their guards and getting the ball into other people's hands besides Cammy. We can pressure them and get turnovers and turn that into scoring for us. So be interesting to see how the Indians come out in the second half.
And we're going to take a break here. We'll be back right after this for the start of the second half here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4850.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto,
And we're back here at the start of the second half.
Yeah, they started about 10 or 15 seconds early. That's okay.
Fort Recovery Insurance, third quarter. Carly Stone has it. Carly, Grayson, Valmore, and Camp Olivia, Patch, and Kyle Wendell starting the second half. Carly will hail.
Start for the Indians.
2-point basket. Olivia Patch off an assist by Carly Stone.
That was nice.
Peters brings it the other way for Versailles. Now over to Cammie McAdowney. She gives it to Ording. Ording on the left wing. Skips it over to Peters. Peters on the right wing. She'll hold it. Now back it out. Grace 10 sagging off her. Letting her shoot. Now ball goes over to Kayla McAdowney. She gets a ball screen. Now picks up a dribble over to Peters. Peters on the right wing. We'll get a ball screen. Now pulls up at the foul line. Still unguarded. Gives it over to Kayla McAdowney at the top.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. She will not shoot from there.
Ball tipped away, but came up with Caitlin McAdowney. Now Peters on the left wing with dribble middle. Bounce it over to Winner. Winner kicks out to Peters. Now over to Cammie McAdowney. Carly.
I seriously feel like Danielle Winner has been here for so long.
Yeah, Cammie drives in baseline. No good. Rebounding Carly Stone.
Call a foul. Carly Stone has it. Can double team.
Great
and
job.
She breaks it. Carly Stone picks the ball up. Gives it over to right side. Val Malone, Cam.
Be smart, Val.
Val will dribble around, get handed up. Nope, keeps it. Gives it into Olivia Patch. Patch looking around. And that's a travel.
She just traveled.
Yep.
Change your pivot foot, but they didn't call it.
Val will dish it back out to Olivia Patch. Patch looking around, gives it to the corner. Val into Carly Stone. Great move. Blocked away by Peters.
The sales athletic.
Yeah.
I just got word from Gary Raspberry that at halftime, New Bremen was up on Minster 24-19.
Wow.
Ooh.
At New Bremen or at Minster?
I don't know.
I'm not
Olivia
sure.
Olivia Patch gets the ball. Up. No good.
Peters takes it the other way. Now gives it over to Cammie McAdowney. Goes at the left side of the court. Back it out on top. Being patient. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Caitlin McAdowney. Now swings it to Winner in the corner. Winner looks in, now gives it up top to Peters. Peters swings it to Kaylin McAdowney on the right wing. Inside to Winner. Winner will drive middle. Now kicks out to Peters. Peters has it. Now kicked away by Grace 10. Ball will stay with the Lady Tigers.
Tied up in the third, 6:34 left. Minster New Bremen.
Cammie McAdowney to inbound. Under own basket, gets it into Emma Peters. She drives middle, kicks out to Winner. Winner will throw it away. Good defense by the Indians. Ball will go to the Lady Indians. 5:41 left.
Val Mullenkamp inbounds it to Carly Stone here in the third quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance is our sponsor. Carly Stone gets a screen by Val Mullenkamp and plows over Caitlin McAdowney. And kicked away by Danielle Winner. Good defense there on the help side by Winner. I mean, Carly just plowed over Caitlin McAdowney. And Val Mullenkamp will inbound it into Carly Stone. Carly guarded by Caitlin McAdowney.
All over.
Yep, and tipped away by Winner.
Too much dribbling.
Yep, Winner will then go up for an easy left-hand layup. makes her score 29-13. Carly Stone will then get tipped away by Cammy. It will go back to the Indians. Bound Mullen can't win, bound it to Carly Stone.
Pass around and get some movement.
Carly will dribble around, give it up to Val. Val will go back middle. Hand it all, or give it over to Carly Stone. Carly will make a move and tipped away, comes back down with it. Now I travel, gives out to Val Mullenkamp. Val on the right side, dribbling around. I mean, we're just dribbling and wow.
Wow. That's impressive shot by Val Mullenkamp.
Nice little pull up 12 footer.
Yep. Like we said, she's going to have to be a big part of second half offense. Shot by Caitlin McAdowney, no good. Rebounded by the Indians.
They'll take it the other way. Give it up to Val Mullenkamp. Val will hand it off to, nope, keeps it. Gives it to Carly Stone.
Versailles can guard. They have great hands.
Yeah.
Their hands on a lot of shots.
Carly Stone puts up a five-footer. Up no good. Rebound by Danielle Winter. Gives it over to Caitlin McAdowney.
She pushes ahead to Cammy McAdowney on the left wing. Throws it over the head of Ording. And Val comes away with it.
Over to Carly Stone. 29-15 our score here in the 40-paper insurance third quarter. Carly Stone loses it.
That's a foul. Yep. About time. I mean, I swear they've been getting away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Carly has three fouls, and they were kind of the same thing that they weren't calling on some of the Versailles players guarding her. Now, you can say they're ticky-tack fouls or deserved fouls, but they didn't seem to be calling them both the same way the first half.
Haley McAdowney and Lindsay Winter checks in for the Tigers. Carly Stone has it, gives off to Val Mullenkamp. Val back it out.
Wasted your dribble.
Yep. Gives it over to Carly Stone in the right corner. Carly loses it, gets it back out to Val. 29-15 our score, 3:36 left, and Val Mullenkamp turnover, and it will be a jump ball, which will go back to the Tigers.
We looked like we were trying really hard to get the ball inside to Carly. I don't know if that's the plan or that's just so.
Yeah, Carly thinks she has a mismatch inside against.
Yeah.
She's a lot taller than her defender, but Cammy had a nice read and came away with the steal. Winner the other way for 10-footer, no good. Rebounded Carly. And he's doing well defensively. His half is scoring, or offensively, just.
Yeah, he's about scoring 4-2, but we've slowed him down, and we just need to get some better shots and better things going our way.
Oh, Carly Stone loses out of bounds.
I thought that might have gotten tipped by the Versailles player, but referee says she just lost a handle and went out of bounds.
Kier Wendell and Brooke Collins check in for Kaya and Carly Stone.
Cammy McAdowney triggers it into Caitlin McAdowney. She drives down the left side of the court. Now kicks it out to Lindsay Winter. Now skips it over to Haley McAdowney. She skips it back over to Caitlin McAdowney. Inside to Lindsay Winter. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounding Grace Tin. Great box out by Grace Tin.
That was nice.
Grace Tin will bring it up for the Indians. And we'll give it back up top to Val Mullenkamp. Val will get a screen by Grace. Doesn't use it. And then Val will dribble, stolen away, gets it back. Go to
Brooke
on the baseline.
There it is.
And right. Good. 3-point basket. Collig.
Caitlin McAdowney dribbles down the left side of the court, guarded by Brooke Collig. She'll back it out. 2:25 left in the 40 cover insurance third quarter. Caitlin McAdowney has it on the left wing. Thinks about a three. No, stolen by Brooke Collig. It tipped off her hands out of bounds, and it'll stay with Versailles.
Yep.
Indians trail by 12 here in the third quarter.
Have outscored them 6-2, but
they've been getting stops. Just
chipping away a little bit, but we're still down double digits.
Yep. Cammy McAdowney has it, guarded by Kier Wendell. Cammy gets a screen. Now drives left side down the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Blocked by Grace. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Tigers. Oh, God. Cammy will inbound underneath. She gets it in to Haley McAdowney. Back to Cammy McAdowney. Three from the corners. No good. Rebounded Kier Wendell.
Kier
The Indians getting stops.
Yeah, just got to capitalize on the offensive side. Keir Wendell has it. Hands off to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn just checking in. First time in the game. Hands off to Brooke Cog. Hands off to Kira. Kira will find Allie. Allie will give it back to Kira. Over to the right side, Grace 10.
Grace drive.
Drive. Put up a shot block, and we'll go back to the Tigers. I mean,
yep, got partially blocked and came back to her and off her shoulder and out of bounds.
Sales doing a great job getting their hands on balls, but yeah. I still don't think we're getting any help from these referees. I mean, I haven't got any calls go our way. Haley McAdowney dribbles up the court, hands off to Cammie McAdowney. She has it at the top, dribbles in. Dribbles in again, back out to Lindsay Winter off her hands. She gets the ball back. Up out top, over to Haley McAdowney. She has it at the top of the key, guarded by Allie Vaughn. McAdowney hands off to Kunk. Kunk has it at the top, gets a ball screen, and drive around the three-point arc. We'll step back from 15 foot on the baseline. No good.
Travel, yeah. Yep.
Rebound of her sales, but she traveled with it, so it'll turn it over to the Indians with a minute to go here in the
Valmont Camp Insurance
third quarter.
Valmont Camp picking back in for Olivia Patch. 29-17 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Grace 10 about to inbound it.
Marcel showing a 2-2-1 zone press.
Grayston will get in to Kier Wendell.
This
up
is a huge
college.
Possession by the Indians. They need a bucket. Cut it down to it at the most 10.
Back to Kira. Kira over to right side. Vaughn.
Hey, Grace, come on.
Grace up for three. Oh, no, way long. Close. Rebound by Cammie McAdowney.
She brings it the other way. Now bounces it over. Ball's on the floor. Come up with Lindsay Winter out to Haley McAdowney. Poked away by Brooke Collig. It'll stay with Brooke Hales.
Man, Brooke got there quick. Tipped that away. Just about had the steal.
Carly Stone checking back in for Grace 10.
40 seconds left on the Fort Perry Insurance third quarter scoreboard.
Cammie gets it in to Lindsay Winter. She puts up a shot. Up, no good. Val doesn't box out. Stolen away by the Indians. Carly gets the ball. So 30 seconds left. Huge possession here for the Indians.
Yes, it is.
Carly Stone has it. Gives it to the right side. Vaughn. Vaughn will get a screen by Stone. Back out to Brooke Collig to the corner. Kier Wendell. Back over to top of the key. Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will drive middle. Dish it back out to Kier Wendell. 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. Over to Brooke Collig.
Why is Carly posting up so much?
7-5. Carly pulled about 15 footer up. No good. Rebounded by Val.
Shoot it.
Val's got shooting. Nope. I guess shot off. So that's going in their quarter. Indians down 12. 29-17 our score here. We'll be back.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
And we're back here at Fort Sack Fieldhouse, about to start the K&L Tractor fourth quarter, and the Indians held the Tigers to 2 points last quarter, but could not capitalize, only scoring 6. So Carly Stone will hand off to Kaya Wendell, 29-17.
Oh, my goodness.
12, and Kaya turns away, and it'll be a jump ball, which will go to the Tigers.
Wow, only took 12 seconds to get our first turnover. We have
to pick
up our defense here.
Not looking good with the ball.
Now they're doing like we do. They're tipping away a lot of our passes, and that's going to happen this game because they're quick as we are.
Ball goes over to Peters on top, swings it over to Kunk. Kunk inside to Danielle Winter. She puts it up and good. 31-17, your score.
I think she was in the lane the full 20 seconds that they had the ball.
Carly Stone will then get tipped away, and we'll go back to the Tigers up to Caitlin McElhowney.
Inside of Danielle Winter. She drives down the right side of the lane and puts it up and good. Back-to-back buckets by Winter.
Carly Stone has it. 33-17 our score. Carly gives it a left side 10. 10 up, 4-3 up, and good. 3-point basket, Grace Gann.
That was big. Get her warm.
Yep.
Second one of the night.
Keep shooting.
Down 13 now.
She's missed a couple, but I like how she's continuing to shoot because Peters has it. Guarded by Carly Stone. Pressure her, Carly. 5 seconds. Get on the ball. Ball's loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. I'll send it over to the Indians.
Olivia Patch going to check back in. Four.
So we've been sagging off Peters, and now we're pressuring her. And what she did, she turns it over. So yeah. Maybe we should have been pressuring her the whole game.
Yeah, that's possible. It was a good idea just to dare her to shoot.
Yeah.
But she wasn't shooting, so.
Carly Stone has it poked away and loses it. Never mind. So
one tipped.
Nope.
I think
we just looked terrible with the ball.
Yep.
We haven't seen pressure like this and athletes like this. And yeah.
We're not in sync at all.
This isn't South Adams. I mean, this team's a lot better than
yeah.
South Adams is a very good team, but at least this is a great team that we're playing.
Ball goes over to Peters on the left wing. Now up top to Danielle Winter. Gives it over to Cammie McElhowney on the right wing. Up top to Peters. Swings it to Caitlin McElhowney inside to Winter. Back to Peters from 15 feet and good.
Quick scoring update. New Bremen finishes on the third with an 8-0 run. Minster leads the Cardinals 34-32. Carly Stone gives up to Val Mollenkamp. Val will give it to Olivia Patch. Get fouled.
How is that not a foul?
And that is awful.
Yep,
that's terrible.
She got her hands, her arms smacked when she was trying to make that pass.
We haven't got one call all game.
No.
So Carly's going to inbound it. 35-20 our score. Indians down 15. And Carly finds Olivia Patch on a
nice
screen. 2-point basket. Olivia Patch.
Great inbounds pass. Nice concentration by Liv to finish that shot.
Peters walks it up for Versailles. Picks it up. Now over to Cammie McElhowney on the left wing. She'll choose not to take the screen. Now dribbles around the arc. And we'll back it out. She's up top. Now finds Ording inside. Ording puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Winter. Winter puts it up this time. No good. Rebounded Grace Tim.
Grace will bring it up. Give it over to Val Mollenkamp. Val will dribble around.
That's even a foul.
And stolen away by Daniel Winter.
Now they're calling it on Val.
Now we're... Unbelievable.
She got her arm grabbed and or slapped while she was trying to make that move. Lost it, and when the other girl grabbed it, they called the foul on Val. So
Peters triggered in for the Lady Tigers. Gets it into Cammie McElhowney, guarded by Kira Wendell. Cammie McElhowney dribbles up. Still got the 10-second count on her. Now gets it across to Peters. Peters up top, guarded by Grace Tin. Peters backs out. Now drives middle. Kicks it back out to Winter. Winter has it at the foul line. Now drives on Val. Now gets double team. Picks it up. And gets it out to Peters. But we'll have a timeout for sales, so we'll take one with them and be back after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Well,
there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
We're back here, Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Remember, come out tomorrow. The boys are at Versailles, and the boys then will host Arcanum. Our fourth quarter sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales, and we haven't said too much today. Hall Brothers Free Throw Line. Thanks for all our sponsors. And back to the action.
Cammy McAdowney triggers it into Winner. Winner has it in the corner. She'll just hold it. 4:43 left here. Indians trail by 13. Winner dribbles around the three-point arc. Now picks up a dribble. Now tipped away by Olivia Patch. Big ball go out of bounds, and it'll stay with Versailles.
On the floor for the Indians now, Kira Wendell, Olivia Patch, Val Mollenkamp, Carly Stone, and Grace Tinn.
McAdowney gets it in to Ording. Ording back out to Caitlin McAdowney. She's at the top of the key. Now gives it to Cammy McAdowney. She'll swing it to Daniel Winner. Winner has it in the corner. Now gets it up top to Peters. Peters loses
it. Back. Oh.
Oh, come on. I don't think we tipped it.
No, we didn't tip it at all. And they called it a tip, went across the center court.
Inside to Winner. Winner puts it up and good.
She's a load. I don't think we can stop her if she gets that ball. She has a nice move. And
Carly Stone will dish out to Grace Tinn.
There we go.
4-3 up. Bang! 3-point basket. Grace Tinn, her third of the night.
Kaylin McAdowney dribbles up for Versailles, guarded by Grace Tinn. Ball goes to the top. Cammy McAdowney. She swings it to Peters on the right wing. Peters gets it into Winner. Winner will pass out to Kaylin McAdowney for a three and good. That makes it 40-25, our score, 3.5 left in the fourth quarter.
We're just looking slow now, Chase. Carly Stone has it, gives it over to Grace Tinn, stolen away.
Peters the other way, now hands off to Cammy McAdowney, puts up a left-hand layup, no good. Rebounded Carly Stone.
Carly will then...
No, my goodness!
Oh, man, Carly got the rebound, and they're swatting at her. She's
trying strong with the ball.
Keep control of the ball, and they called an offensive foul on her.
That's terrible.
With two girls swatting her arms.
Oh, Allie Baum will check back in for Val Mollenkamp. Yep, so Cammy McAdowney inbound it.
Gets it into Winner. Winner at the high post will throw up a right-hand hook. No good. Rebound tipped out to Caitlin McAdowney. Over to Cammy McAdowney on the left wing. She'll dribble baseline. Takes it all the way in and puts up a reverse. No good. But we'll have a foul on the Indians. Number 10, Grace Tinn. That's send Cammy McAdowney to the line. Shoot two shots.
First time at the line here. Hall Brothers free throw line for Cammy McAdowney. Cammy's first one up. Good. Yeah, Mollenkamp checking back in for Olivia Patch.
There's two team fouls for Versailles, only three for the Indians, so not anywhere near the bonus for either team.
Cammy's second one's up and rolls around in good. I think they score 42-25 here in the K&L Tractor fourth quarter.
Val Mollenkamp has it, gives it off to Carly Stone. Carly will hand off to Grace Tinn. Grace will make a line or make a move baseline, dish out to Val for an 8-5-footer up and good. 2-point basket, Val Mollenkamp.
And Coach Patch will take a timeout and we'll take one with him and be back after this.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here, Fort Sack Fieldhouse. Indians down 15 here in the
just made one, so it's down 13. No, it is 15, sorry.
Yep. Here in the K&L Tractor Sales fourth quarter.
So coming out of our timeout, Versailles calls a timeout, and it's going to be a full timeout.
Let's just stay here.
Yeah.
So remember tomorrow, boys are at Versailles. For Recovery Radio, we'll have that one. And Saturday, the boys will host our cam. WPGW will have that one for you. Miracle Lanes, running late. Can't decide what to make for supper. Just can't, or just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everyone can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. So whether it's getting your supper ready or planning ahead for birthday or celebration, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out your day. Just call them here at 375-4274.
The Indians have scored 10 this quarter, but the Tigers have 13. Have scored 13, so 2:45 left here in the K&L fourth quarter scoreboard. And coming out of the Indians called a 30-second timeout, and coming out of that, the Tigers called a full timeout. So
really, this quarter, Chase, I mean, we can't really stop the inside to win her, and she's been killing us this quarter, 6 points so far.
Yeah. And we lost Caitlin McAdani in a big three. She was wide open.
Yep. And that's off the help of Winter. So
ball gets into Peters, guarded by Grace. Peters will dribble up the right side of the court. Now dribbles all the way in. Kicks out to Lindsay Winter. She'll stop and dribble and shoot from 10 feet. And rebound goes to Versailles. Back out to Caitlin McAdani. Skips it over to Peters. Peters up top. Pressured by Grace 10. Now gives it to Cammy McAdani, guarded by Kira Wendell. McAdani has it, dribbles middle, now backs out. She goes down left side of the lane and will get fouled by
Kira.
She went between two defenders, so
Kira.
Rick Todd checking back in for Allie Vaughn.
Time starting to run out for the Indians, 2:17.
Yep. McAdani inbound. Gets it in, out to Lindsay Winter. Now ball goes into Danielle Winter, and she'll put up a right-hand shot, and good. She has pretty much taken over this second half.
If they get the ball into her, we can't stop her. I don't know how you can stop her without fouling her.
Yep. Grace then will hand it off to Kira Wendell. Get a screen by Val. Kira will give it to Grayson. Grayson will fire up a three, up and good. 31 to Grayson.
Grayson's feeling it, but
I think that's three in a row for her.
A little bit too late.
Yeah.
We didn't get the ball in her hands enough, I don't think, the first half. I mean, she's still probably our best player. And
she just got a steal.
Yep, so she takes it the other way.
Grace Tim will shoot it again. Grace Tim will fire the valve back to Kira Wendell. Kira will make it.
Look at the goal.
Yeah. Over to Brooke. Brooke to Val. Val will up a shot, 18-footer, way short. Yep. Rebound by Olivia Patch. Olivia will get out to Collie. Collie will fire up a 15-footer up, no good. Rebounded by Cammy McAdowney.
She goes around the Indians defenders and take it the other way. Drives in, takes out to Peters from 15 feet. No good. Rebound. Danielle Winter, she puts it up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Indian ball.
Just under a minute. I'm thinking I heard their coach wasn't too upset about them taking two shots in the last 5 seconds. With,
and why they wouldn't just hold it.
Yeah, with 14-point lead and a minute to go.
Well, I mean,
he's refs. And
I mean, just bring her in now.
So Kaya was trying to come in, and they...
So you're not going to bring her in now?
Nope.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
You stop it, so bring her in. Jeez, please. Kira Wendell has it. Goes all the way. This is out to Grayson. Grayson will fire up a three short. Rebound by Caitlin McAdowney.
I think that might have been tipped.
So push it up to Peters on the right. Now Peters will back it out. Now drives on Grace. Takes it out to Lindsay Winter. She'll put up a shot. No
still
good.
Shooting.
Rebounded by Peters. Crazy. Stolen away, but back out to Caitlin McAdowney. Now over to Cammy McAdowney. 30 seconds left in the game.
That makes more sense, but jeez.
Cammy will most likely dribble us out.
Brooke, you can...
Seventeen seconds left, and Versailles passing around the top. 44-30.
Indians gonna lose this one here at the fort. And Cammy's just gonna hold on to it, and now Ender. And we'll We'll be back right after this, talk about some stats and maybe with the coach. So stay tuned here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
And we're back here. Fort Sutt Fieldhouse. Indians getting defeated by the Versailles Tigers. A few scoring stats. Kiowa had 4. Grace 10 had 14. Brooke Cog had 2. Olivia Patch had 6. And Valmont Camp had 4. And for the Tigers, Cammy had 7. Caitlin McElDowney had 5. Caitlin McElDowney had 2. Danielle Kunk had 5. Peters had 4, Ording had 2, Lindsay Winter had 1, and then Daniel Winter with a big 16 spot. So, I mean, like I said in the beginning of the game, Chase, I mean, Kimmy killed us last year, and she, I mean, 7 points is not bad for her, but then Daniel Winter just really took the game by storm here in the second half.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about some things that we might have been able to do or that we couldn't do. Be back in just a minute.
There's home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casual Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to the 27th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 24th to the 27th. Stop in and save.
And we're back here, Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians losing to the Versailles Tigers, 44-30. And Chase, like I said right before the break, Daniel Winter took this game by storm here in the second half.
Yeah, Indians really struggled in the first half and didn't get out to that quick start like we talked about before the game. And really played a good third quarter, only gave up 2 points, but...
And you only put up 6. I mean,
that's
so.
The thing.
Yep.
This year, the Indians have been getting scoring from other people, and tonight, no shots are falling. And we needed a bucket. We didn't know who to go to.
Yeah.
I think that had to be Grace, and she showed it in the fourth, but it was just too little, too late.
And we were able to get her open. When we were able to get her open, she was making the shots in the second half. But I think their defense had a lot to do with us not winning this game. But
Hats off to Versailles. They're a great team, and they're long and athletic, and they're pretty much dominated this point.
I'm guessing they'll probably go far into the tournament too.
I was hoping if we kept them under 50, we'd have a chance to win this game. They got 44, and we came up 14 points short.
I mean, just looking at the scoring, like I said, but Val Mollenkamp, I mean, we've been relying on her the last few games, and she didn't have a great night. Then Kaya not scoring a whole bunch, and then Carly not putting down her any. So, I mean, our scoring just wasn't there, and we just couldn't make shots down the stretch or at the beginning of the game, really. And that's what really Versailles took over in the first half. And, I mean, the second half wasn't too bad other than Daniel Winter going off, but... We just couldn't score throughout.
Yeah, our offense just looked out of rhythm and ball handling up top. They beat us at our open game. I mean, we're usually aggressive and cause turnovers and get our hands on a lot of balls, but this time it was Versailles that...
We're usually noticeably quicker than every team we play.
Yeah, but tonight...
This is a team that's as quick as we are.
Yeah, Versailles took it to us and caused a bunch of turnovers, and we could not score, so...
Yep, we're going to take one more break, and maybe Coach Patch will be up here?
He'll be up here, and he's on his way up here in just a moment.
Okay.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here with Coach Patch. Coach, I mean, not a great start to come off, and then really we never got back into it, and the turnovers just really killed us. I mean, ball handling wasn't great. I mean, like we were talking right before us, we're usually a lot quicker than most teams, but they're just a tad bit quicker than us tonight.
Well, they do a great job of ball pressure and bodying you up, and we didn't respond to that very well. We thought we had a good game plan coming in, and at halftime, you know, we talked about and throughout the quarters and breaks, we just wanted to execute it. You know, we're a team that doesn't like to play a high-paced game. We want to play a lower-paced game. You know, they average around 68. We average about 45. We play more possession style. And because of that, we get good looks. And we run a good offense, and we take our time. And because of that, we shoot a high percentage.
Really?
Instead, this game, though, we came out in a half. I think we were 20% or 15% again. And it's because we weren't running an offense. We came down, and, you know, Versailles, give them a lot of credit. They were making us play way faster than what we wanted to play. And they tried to speed you up. And as we had talked, we have to be able to play under control, and we did not do that at all. 21 turnovers is way too much if you're going to try to beat a good team. And so, you know, the first half, we didn't really execute anything we had talked about and planned for. And that was the frustrating part. But to our kids' credit, we came out in the second half. Third quarter, we held them to 2 points. But the problem is every time we got a stop, we came down and we got a turnover. And it's hard to get back in the game and go on runs if you can't get stops and you can't score. And so for us, we got our stops in that third quarter, but we couldn't cut the lead because we were turning the ball over. So we were shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, that was kind of the killer part of that. So
yeah, and also the second half, Daniel Leonard really took the fourth quarter by a storm, and you guys couldn't really figure out a way to stop her in the fourth.
Well, she got a lot because we were trying to do some pressure, and then they drove in, and she got some offensive rebounds. You know, she really didn't score a ton off of half-court offense. Her stuff was off of offensive rebounds more so than anything, and then us kind of scrambling a little bit. But, you know, our whole goal was to try to take out their guards and not let their guards get easy shots because their guards usually dictate everything for them. And, you know, we tried to sag off of certain kids, make other kids hit shots. And I thought we did a decent job of that at times. But then we just didn't finish things off, you know, with rebounds. A couple times we had them shooting air balls, which is exactly what we want from the three-point line. And then, like I said, we just didn't go to finish the possession by getting that defensive rebound, and they get another offensive rebound and run the possession or score. So you know, like I told him, it's one game. I mean, if we win, that's great. We're happy. But, you know, as we said last week when we beat Bremen in a tough game, you know, it didn't make our season, nor did it break our season. And, you know, this game didn't either, so.
like you said, the pressure they brought and really the scoring for you guys, you couldn't really, I mean, you guys have been relying on Val Mollenkamp a little and then Kaya, and they both had an off night, and Grayson showed up in the fourth, and it's just a little bit too late.
Yeah, Grace hit some shots, and she's been struggling shooting the ball a little bit, but she came out tonight when we needed it and, you know, hit some big shots for us. And like I say, we have four kids that almost average doubles, and the three seniors and Val. And so we really haven't had to worry about one kid or so being off because the other two or three have stepped up on all of our games so far. But tonight, you know, their pressure just bothered us a little bit. I didn't think we played very strong and physical, and it kind of took us out of the game. So
thank you, Coach, for coming up here and talking to us, as always. And we're going to go into a break here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
All right, thanks, Reese.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
And we're back here, Fort Sept Fieldhouse. Varsity girls losing a tough one here at the fort, 44-30. And like Coach Patch said, I mean, they're a little bit quicker than us, and they kind of put to us, Chase. And really, I mean, we started off real slow, and then we really didn't wake up, I'd have to say.
Yeah, defensively early, we gave up a few cheap ones, but really it was just came down to our offense. Struggled from the floor shooting. I don't even want to know what we shot from the floor the whole game, but we came up with some stops early in the second half like we needed to. Just the scoring wasn't there, and we had a bunch of turnovers. I think Coach Patch said we had about 21 turnovers, and that's not going to beat
many
teams
team
at all, and especially not Versailles, and they were the better team tonight. And
yep, and then Friday, the boys are at Versailles. Fort Recovery will bring you that one. And then Saturday, the boys will host Arcanum, and WPGW will bring you that one. JV win one night, Varsity lose one. Good night from the fort.
Did you say they before that that's only the second game that their JV has lost in 2 or 3 years? Is that?
I don't know if we said that on the air. Yeah, that's.
Yep, that's. Chase. So we beat it. Yeah. Our JV's beat a pretty good team. So.
Yep. So this is going to end there from the fort. Stay tuned tomorrow. The boys are at Versailles. Stay tuned here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.